The tone across markets is modestly more constructive heading into the North American session as concerns around a major energy supply disruption continue to ease. After an initially volatile start to the week driven by renewed threats around Strait of Hormuz, sentiment improved following reports of meaningful progress in U.S.-Iran negotiations. Oil has reversed all of its early strength and safe haven demand has faded. In FX, the dollar remains under some pressure as markets scale back defensive positioning, though losses are being tempered by the Federal Reserve's still hawkish policy outlook. The euro is benefiting from the softer dollar backdrop a little, while the yen remains weighed down by the wide U.S.-Japan rate differential, despite fresh comments from BOJ Deputy Governor Himino warning that delaying policy normalization risks an inflation overshoot. Sterling has remained resilient despite Prime Minister Starmer's resignation announcements, with a limited market reaction suggesting much of the political risk had already been priced in, and that investors remain more focused on the Bank of England outlook and broader dollar weakness. In Asia, China left benchmark lending rates unchanged for a 13th consecutive month, reinforcing expectations that policymakers remain reluctant to deliver additional rate-based stimulus. Meanwhile, Beijing announced fresh restrictions on rare earth exports to U.S. military-linked firms, keeping trade tensions in focus even as broader market attention remains centered on the Middle East. U.S. equity futures are modestly lower heading into the cash open, though losses remain relatively contained as improving geopolitical sentiment offsets concerns around a higher-for-longer interest rate environment. Gold is softer alongside the retreat in safe haven demand, while oil remains highly sensitive to incoming headlines around the durability of the latest diplomatic progress and the outlook for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Looking ahead, the economic calendar is relatively quiet, leaving geopolitics, energy markets, and central bank rhetoric as the primary drivers of price action. Market participants will also begin looking ahead to the week's bigger events, including U.S. PCE inflation and Eurozone flash PMIs, Tokyo CPI, and Canadian CPI, all of which have the potential to shape expectations around the global policy outlook and drive the next meaningful move across FX rates and risk assets. That's all for now.